Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Well, Jim Santel, my good friend and yours, has been here with me the whole show. Thank you so much, Jim, for sticking around.
I'm always delighted.
I love hanging out with you. I hope everybody else enjoys hanging out with Jim and I. You can find him here on The Maggie Dawn Show, sometimes on Tuesdays, sometimes on Fridays. Depends on the week. We've been talking about how to tell that you're getting conned by a politician. And one of the things is, very basically, that if the politician's position on a given issue changes, they really can't cogently explain to you in under a minute why, or say under 5 minutes, why. They cannot point to the facts on the ground or the circumstances or the framework or why it's changed. Here's the other thing. So going back to the items that I shared with Jim in the last block, if you missed any of that, go check it out at civicmedia.us or anywhere you find podcasts for The Maggie Dawn Show. Check it out. Spotify, Apple Pods, etc. You can listen to that. But what I played first was this exchange between AOC and a Republican lawyer talking about the big, brutal bill and the fact that women who have miscarriages in states that have made abortion illegal after Donald Trump stacked the Supreme Court with anti-choice zealots, they may lose their Medicaid because they have a miscarriage, okay? And what you heard from the Republican lawyer was the failure to simply say that the big, brutal bill does not protect, does not prohibit states from kicking women off of Medicaid if they have a miscarriage, okay? He wouldn't say it. Whenever a politician or someone who works for politicians like this Republican lawyer, when they won't say the thing that is obvious and evident and plain to everyone if you live on Earth, one, they just won't admit what is clearly in the bill's text or the clear result of the bill, that is when the con is on. So why wouldn't he say that? Because it sounds unconscionable. It sounds cruel to say.
Right.
Women who have a miscarriage and experience this trauma are going to be kicked off Medicaid. But that's the reality. If you won't deal with reality, that's the problem. Derek Van Orten, you're a liar, right? You're a liar. Tony Weed, you're a liar. Mike Johnson, you're a liar. Why are you a liar? Because you keep telling people they won't be kicked off of Medicaid if they're eligible, and that's a lie. There will be millions of Americans eligible for Medicaid who will lose their life-saving health insurance.
And what that does when they refuse to do that, it prevents us from having that underlying discussion, right?
Which
Correct. which is the humanity piece. And the fellow who's talking,
because they can't win on the humanity
piece.
You're acting in an inhuman way.
Right.
Which brings me to point two. I read from this court decision. When they're telling you it's about efficiency, and a neutral arbiter, like, I don't know, the Congressional Budget Office, a Republican-appointed federal court judge, says, no, it's not about efficiency. You're trying to hurt the department. You're trying to dismantle government. That's what you're doing. It has nothing to... A neutral arbiter says that, and it's then what? Backed up by the admission, caught on tape, of Russell Vogt saying, yeah, we want to make government workers not want to come to work. We want them to not be able to enforce the regulations that have been promulgated. We want them to not be able to do their congressionally assigned tasks. When they say the quiet part out loud, Joni Ernst, that's when you know, like, if you are, well, is it really about this efficiency business? They keep talking. They keep telling me that nobody's going to, oh, but over here they actually said that when they were talking to friendlies. That's when you know. Everything that they're saying about the efficiency and everything else, that's the con. Because the facts are the facts, results aren't rhetoric, and they went and said what their actual intent was. This is like, for example, Republicans who have said for the last 25 years that we'll talk about voter fraud, but when we get in closed-door meetings, what they'll say is, oh, there's no voter fraud. There's no problem with that
at all. We know that.
We just want to keep those old people, students, and black folks from voting. They have said it.
And that's and to their credit, that's honest. That is what they want
that
to do,
is
right?
Honest.
That's the honesty. And when the federal judge talking about the dismantling of Department of Education provides this nonpartisan fair exposition, and the judge says, you know what, on the record, in the public domain, there is nothing to support this statement that you're making to justify the ugly part, that's when you know that the fraud is on. That's when you know the con is apace.
The second, or the third thing, however many things we're at right now, look to the timing of things. If you are so proud of this legislative accomplishment, then why is the timing of the implementation of the legislative accomplishment not for years? If it's such a great thing and you have no... The timing game is a thing for Republicans. The last thing I want to point you to is look, and this brings us back to where we began today, Jim, is look to the intellectual rigor, credibility,
yes,
and trustworthiness of the people that are surrounding that elected official. Mm-hmm. Regardless of whether or not they're your team or someone else's team, I might think Bill Barr is not a good man. But what I do not believe is that Bill Barr would say yes to a president who proposed to do something clearly illegal. I don't believe that about the man. I don't think he's a good man. I think he found a lot of gray area where there might not have
been. Wrote a lot of letters that misconstrued reports, for example, but.
But these were serious people. When you see a politician surrounded by clowns, criminals, and the incompetent, you know that you're getting conned, because all that politician wants is to look good by comparison and to control those around him. This has been Jim and Maggie doing How to Know the Political Con.
Great information, great education this afternoon, as always.
I'll be back tomorrow. We got a great show planned for you. My name is Maggie Naughton. That's Jim Santel, former U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Wisconsin. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it is always better when we stand together against the political con.